Tallahassee has seen a string of pedestrian deaths and injuries, with one of the most recent incidents happening over the Memorial Day weekend. But these casualties don't have to be as common as they are. WFSU sat down with a local transportation engineer who has ideas on making city streets safer. I'm Kate Payne. I'm standing here at the corner of Bradford and Thomasville Roads. Over Memorial Day weekend, a pedestrian died as a result of the injuries sustained from a car accident here. This part of Thomasville Road is a six-lane highway, and speeds are posted at 45 miles per hour. And it's a relatively urban spot. There are shops here at Benton Place on this corner. It's just next door to Winthrop Park and a block down from Whole Foods. It's a place where you would expect people to be walking around. And there are. But automobiles didn't always rule the streets.
It was a different world altogether.
Rick Hall is a transportation engineer in Tallahassee. When it comes to making roads safer, he takes a long view. When automobiles first came on the scene, streets were full of pedestrians, cart animals, and trolleys. Cars were not unlike horse-drawn carriages, rickety and open air, but also unfamiliar, unreliable, and dangerous.
There were parades in New York City of 100,000 people in a parade, and they were irate about the number of fatalities on the streets. The kids were getting killed. And so it clearly paints a picture that it was a very torrid and difficult battle to get this transformation.
He highly recommends Peter Norton's book called Fighting Traffic for people who want a primer on this. Hall says the rise of the automobile transformed the cities around them and the people in them.
I have a better stereo in my car than I do in my home. You know, and people have a lot of comfort there. If they want to smoke, they can smoke, one of the few places you can. And so we've lost contact with the reality of what's happening on the street, and that includes the pedestrians.
But urban design is a two-way street.
People will drive more slowly in a tighter urban environment that is older and more traditional.
Drivers pick up on environmental cues that shape their behavior.
Think College Avenue, Monroe Street downtown. The buildings are to the back of the sidewalk. Then you have the sidewalk. Then you have street trees. Then you have parked cars, and in many cases. And when you have that arrangement, people will stay in the 20 to 30 mile per hour speed range.
And Hall says that deceleration is important.
Speed is the main culprit. It's the number one issue. It's the number two issue. It's the number three issue. Speed, speed, speed.
Hall says the risk of injury rises exponentially the faster the car is going.
If you are unfortunate enough to be hit by a vehicle traveling 10 miles per hour, you have only a 5% chance of being a fatality. And then at 20 miles per hour, it goes up to about 50. And if it's 30, it goes up to about 80.
When it comes to reshaping our environment, transportation designers rely on three main tactics: engineering, education, and enforcement.
The police can't do it alone, the engineers can't do it alone, and the education for safety in the middle can't do it. It has to be an attack by all three of those.
The Tallahassee Police Department is still investigating the incident at the intersection of Thomasville and Bradford Roads. Hall says he can't offer more concrete solutions without the details. But in the meantime, try driving slower, roll down your windows, maybe even go for a walk. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.